Broad is the road that leads to, narrow is the road, and few are they who find it that leads to. Now, the Essenes understood that the road is not only literally a road, but the road is also, the road at heart is obedience. So come with me. Let me try and draw this together. The people who lived in this setting, who knew mosaic floors like this, running water, and luxury, came and lived out here. They came and lived out here in huts, in the sun, in brutal conditions, because they wanted to learn the Bible so they could obey God, because God told them to do it. Now, they also knew that when you prepare the way of the Lord, something is going to happen. Listen, the voice of one crying in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley raised up, every hill and mountain brought down. Listen. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken this. And those Essenes believed that if they went out into the desert, learned the Bible to the point of where they could understand it and teach it and memorize it and read it, if they would go out there and commit themselves with passion to the discipline of Scripture, and then if they would humble themselves, seeking forgiveness, committing themselves in mikvah, and would create a community that obeyed God as best it could, that God would come. Glory in the Hebrew is kavod. Kavod is the word that says, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, and the glory of the Lord covered Mount Sinai, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The glory is not only the great things God has done, the glory of God is His personal presence. Now, here's where you probably wish you weren't in the front three rows. Listen to me. Do you understand these people? They left the kind of luxury we go home to. And they moved into unbelievably harsh conditions for one reason, because God told them to. And they went out there and they spent hours and weeks and months and in some case years doing what? Studying the Bible, because they loved the Word of God and they were committed to the Word of God. Their whole world was consumed with God's Word. Now answer me something. Where are the Essenes today? How many of you can find time? I struggle with this for 10 minutes in the morning or 5 minutes at night. How many times do you skip devotions? How often do you find yourself not even reading your Bible for days at a time? Where are the people of God who are so committed to the text of Scripture that nothing, not vacation, not work, nothing gets in the way of spending time with the Word of God? I ask my students in school, how many Essenes do you know? What do you think they tell me? We are not, and I don't mean to impugn you, a community of the text. So is the power of God alive and moving in your home? You know what it takes for God to come? To prepare the way of the Lord. They didn't sit out there in the shade of a rock saying, God, please come. Please come. They went out there and said, if we give every ounce we've got, if we prepare the way, lowering every mountain, look at this. Think of the picture. Raising every valley, look at it. If we put that kind of effort into obeying God, Isaiah promised, the glory of the Lord will be revealed. God will come. And I believe